Welcome to Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. I'm Dustin Moat, giving you the news brought to you by TalkTheaterInChicago.com. The Theater Building Chicago will be celebrating Black History Month with two unique musical performances. To start off, Tap Dynamo Savion Glover will be bringing his newest work, If Train Was Here, to the Belmont Avenue Theater for a limited run February 14th through the 19th. The Tony Award-winning star will present an evening of dance, poetry, and jazz to pay tribute to John Coltrane and other jazz legends. And also, the Theater Building Chicago will be presenting the world premiere of Josephine Tonight, a new musical based on the early life of Josephine Baker. The musical will open on February 20th and run through March 26th. Look out, the Black Ensemble Theater will be moving. And it is a done deal. The Black Ensemble Theater will take possession of a new 50,000 square foot home at 4400 North Clark in the Uptown neighborhood. The new facility will open in the spring of 2008 and be an arts complex that contains a 299-seat main stage theater as well as a 150-seat studio theater, and will also include educational and training facilities as well as administrative offices. Congratulations, Black Ensemble Theater. The Victory Gardens all-amateur Hello Dolly benefit will wow audiences for two nights only. More than 50 Chicagoans from all walks of life will enjoy two nights of fame starring in the Victory Garden Theater's all-amateur benefit production of Hello Dolly, Friday, February 17th at 8 o'clock and Saturday, February 18th at 7 o'clock. All this at the Athenaeum Theater. A diverse cast of doctors, lawyers, business owners, and housewives will perform in this beloved Broadway musical about Dolly Levy, a professional meddler and matchmaker who merrily arranges things. Ticket sales support the theater's new play mission and outreach programs, including the arts education initiatives with Chicago Public Schools, the Access Project for Persons with Disabilities, and the Victory Gardens Training Center. Be sure to get to TalkTheaterInChicago.com's theater news section. There you're going to see a great interview with Kristen Page, a bubbly and talented young actress that will soon be seen in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, opening March 28th at the Drury Lane Water Tower Place. John Hurd, the actor from Fox's Prison Break, will be joining the cast of an upcoming Steppenwolf Theater world premiere. Love Lies Bleeding by Don DeLillo will be running from April 27th through May 28th at Steppenwolf's Upstairs Theater. Then it'll be moving over to Washington, D.C. in June. The drama will be directed by Amy Morton and deals with issues such as mercy killing and natural death. The smash Broadway hit Urinetown will be coming to Chicago. That's right, the Broadway Tony Award-winning musical, created by Chicago's own Mark Holman and Greg Kotis, will begin its first commercial Chicago sit-down run this spring. The play opens on Sunday, March 26th at the Mercury Theater on Southport. Do not miss this. Cultural icon Lois Weisberg will be receiving a landmark honor. Her name has become synonymous for pioneering contributions that have enriched and improved Chicago's cultural art scenes over the past 2.5 decades. Now, the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs is being recognized by the Landmarks Preservation Council of Illinois with its first ever Legendary Landmarks Award. The award will be presented at a gala on Saturday, March 4th, at the historic Palmer House. Congratulations, Lois Weisberg. This has been Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. For more information on these and other stories, please check out TalkTheaterInChicago.com.